daycare. That's totally not what I'm saying. Right. I'm saying the parental involvement.
Right. You're saying it well, so we understand what you're saying, and you're saying it very well, and I appreciate that. You're saying, basically, just for clarity for all of us, that the presence is missed, and that presence not only in their lives and in their self-esteem about who they are, how they are, but on a daily basis, just that practical presence is not there, right?
Exactly. Yes, ma'am. And then I'm just telling you what I know, because mm-hmm. what I see. And, you know, the poor mothers, my love, my heart goes out to them.
Yeah.
But just like I'm saying, where are the fathers?
Right.
Because it's a difference. I feel there is a difference.
Right.
I feel that God can give you the strength to raise any persons or persons he gives you.
Right.
But you still need a backup force.
Amen. Well said.
Help.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, your heart sounds like your heart is so empathetic and compassionate, and we hear the passion in your voice, and your heart feels like it's really aching for the children that you're trying to serve even more than yourself.
Right, exactly.
And so you can become, you know this, and I pray that you don't, but you know, I'm glad you're taking your off days, because that's healthy, that's the self-care we're always saying, but you know that it can become very overwhelming for you and your team if you don't do that. It can become very overwhelming to keep going in and feeling like no matter what you do, it's not enough or it's not making a difference. Miss Shirley, I am here to tell you that it is making a difference. And just like with children who get to grow up in, you know, families that are somewhat more functional, because we all got some dysfunction, but somewhat more functional with both parents or aunts or uncles or guardians, that they also, you know, go through things as well where they too don't really show those parents and guardians how much they appreciate them, until they get to another age or stage of life where they're older and able to see. Oh, my gosh. I used to work at a place in Denver where I'm saying this little bit about me to project it to you. In New Jersey, I worked at a place, residential counselor, and the lead trainer for the physical containment, you know, that people had to do so girls wouldn't hurt themselves. You know how sometimes they would cut themselves or so that they couldn't hurt other people, attack them. So we wanted to contain them without hurting them or letting them get hurt. But my point is that one day, over a decade after I was no longer there, praying for them all the time, loving them, respecting them, and showing them how to be young women, I walked into a restaurant, and this young lady, tall, beautiful, brown-skinned young lady, came towards me and said, "Miss Hooks." And I was like, "Oh my gosh, is that Tanya?" You know how God's amazing with his memory recall, and he helped me. And she said, "Oh, you know, my mom and I were just talking about you a couple of weeks ago. I got this new job here." She's about 24 at the time. And all the things that I thought they didn't fully get, she told me she got. She told me she appreciated it. She told me that she knew it was out of love that I disciplined them, wouldn't let them get away with things, wasn't overbearing. And I know that those children, those young people about to be adults, see that in you too. So you just got to keep doing what you know is righteous, even when that is different than what your place of work may say is right. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Keep doing what's right, because the right thing to do is just, even where I was, the right thing to do was, oh, you can't have any type of contact, and you can't say anything, any type of terms of endearment, because some of them have been through abusive things, and we know that. But when we don't teach our children what you're doing, those children who don't have their parents because of neglect or abuse or whatever circumstances, when we don't teach them the right way to interact, then they still don't learn by us not interacting at all. Like, we know some of the children, you know, have been done the wrong way, but when we don't have positive handshakes or a side hug or eye contact, things like that, Just be encouraged in what you're doing to keep doing. The fact that you keep showing up, that's the point that God's telling me to tell you, that you keep showing up even when it's really tough to get out of bed, especially on cold days like this week. You want to roll back in, be like, they don't care anyway. They do care, and where they don't even realize they care, God cares, and he has strategically placed you and others in that place to do what he's called you to do, to be that light in a very dark place. So you're showing them what's appropriate. You're showing them, yes, ma'am, no, sir. And you're letting our listeners know now, too, there's a place, either where you are or wherever other places are, where children need the presence of a mom. We have a lot of moms. But a boy needs a mom just as much as he needs a dad, and a daughter needs a dad just as much as a son does. Children need both their parents, and that's what you're saying to us tonight. And where you are, one half of that is not very present. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay, so let's pray about that, because we know, and we want brothers to know, this isn't a bashing thing. There's nothing like that at all. We know that there are good men, good brothers. There are brothers who have no type of rap sheet, who never been in jail, who are well-educated and can spare some time. There are brothers who have a rap sheet as long as my arm, who God has changed their lives, who has given them what they need. Now they're using all their resources for good, and they can have some time to make a difference in the lives of these children. But first and foremost, what I hear you saying is those who drop seed need to take care of the plants that grow, right?
Yes.
Amen. Let's pray about it before we start getting on people. Okay. All right. God, you are so awesome. I thank you right now for Miss Shirley. I thank you for her heart's desire to serve you and to serve your people. Thank you for allowing her to be such a strong prayer warrior, loving person for those, and being an earth angel. God, we ask right now that even as we speak, you tug at the heart of some of those that she sees within her own visions as far as the men who are needed, and the moms too, but especially the ones who are really missing. We thank you for so many beautiful, handsome, strong, loving brothers of all cultures who have gone through different things in their lives, ups and downs, who can be a beacon of comfort to these children and education, and even education, the things of how to teach them how to deal with things in a positive way on the streets, as well as in the classroom, as well as within families. Help them, dear God, to see that. In the meantime, God, I just ask, as my sister speaks, that you minister to her even now, that you help her where the fire of her desire to serve is turning into frustration. Where you help her, dear God, to see that though others may not see or appreciate or get what's being done, that you see what she is doing. We thank you that you trust her to feel some of what you feel in the compassion and the hurt for these children and some who seem to have given up on them. I thank you that she refuses to give up on them. I thank you that she refuses to give up on you and what you are doing in her life. And we ask right now that you also help her not to give up on just how awesome and wonderful she is being used by you. Thank you for her, for each and every other team member that is committed, for each and every other team member that is struggling right now and not being as active. Help them, dear God, to get back in place, for truly you have allowed each and every one of them to have a special place to bring about miracles in the lives of these young people. Touch the hearts of every one of those boys and girls that may see her as well, even though her primary clients are them. Help them to not have hardened hearts because of the situations they've been through. Help the young people, dear God, not to build up walls against Miss Shirley and others who are trying to help them with the bricks that were given by other people, the bricks of doubt and neglect and abandonment and lies and hurt and deceit. And we ask, dear God, that you help them to anew to give these adults a chance to show them how to grow into being good citizens too. We love you, God. We thank you for the power of prayer. We ask that you help each and every worker, that you help each and every mom, dad, grandparent that's a guardian as well. We ask that you help those who can adopt to also do so. We ask that even administratively that you go in and make things better. This is a new year. Let it be a better season even for all of those who are there. And help, dear God, your purpose that was knitted in each one of these young people and all the people that they represent as well to come to fruition as you use people like Miss Shirley to water and to nurture it. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. Help our sister to rest, to be restored and rejuvenated on a daily basis, and to remember that every day she wakes up with brand new mercies, it's another chance for her to make you proud. We love you, God, and we love her. In Jesus' name we thank you. Amen. All right, Miss Shirley, God bless you.
Yes, thank you.
All right, you going to be okay?
Yes.
Okay, I'm glad because that wasn't really a question. That was a statement. You're going to be okay. Keep doing what you do and give us a call at any time with your prayer request or your praise report. I'm so proud of you, and we're going to continue to pray on your behalf, okay?
Okay.
All right. You stay
Thank
blessed.
You.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Paul S. Morton Sr., as well as Aretha Franklin. That's a beautiful song, powerful song, timely song for us. This is Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight until 1 a.m. We are going to have our hallelujah time. Ha ha, hallelujah time, let me say it right. In just a little bit, just want to continue to encourage you on this word that we have tonight, New Year's Revelations instead of resolutions. And one of the things that we just dropped on you like it was hot before we left was some of the things that keep us from allowing God to give us revelation or for us to take the time to listen to God and let God show us, or the times that we even write out our own resolutions, what we think we should work on. There are sometimes two main things that keep us from that, either or both. Procrastination for some and preoccupation for others. And so some of us have a way of doing both. Like, how can you do both, not do something or overdo something? We do sometimes, some of us. We will procrastinate on the very things. Come on now, tell the truth. Listen, you know it's you too, some of you too, because I know I'm talking to myself. Sometimes we will procrastinate on the things that we know God wants us to work on and busy ourselves with being overly preoccupied with the other things that aren't that important. We wish for better when we procrastinate instead of working for better, so we do very little, if anything at all. Preoccupation is just the opposite. We overthink or obsess and do too much, but even though we do too much, it's not making a big difference. We're busy just for busyness' sake. You ever heard anyone that says, oh, I have to go here, and then I have to go here, and I have to, or I speak here, or I got to preach there, or I got to go sing here, or I got to write this book, or I got to take my kids over here, and then I have this meeting, and all the things, especially when people come to me for counseling, and all the things they say, God has me to give it right back to them. But you are the ones who booked yourself that way. You're the one who did it. So don't become a self-victim and give yourself excuses to be preoccupied for things that God really does not want you to focus on more than the things that he wants to put on your heart. I hope all is well with you. That's another thing that some of us do as far as procrastination, where if someone is in need and God has made us keepers of our brothers and sisters, stewards of one another, to be there, sometimes we procrastinate. Some procrastinate. You've felt it before where somebody won't reach out to you even though they know you need an ear or a hug or a handshake or some help of some type. And so what they do is to text you or email you instead of calling you or coming to see about you. And you hear those words, I hope all is well with you, or praying on your behalf, or blessings. Those aren't wrong. I get it. But those aren't necessarily the more responsible things that we could do as disciples for Christ. That's good to do that and to really mean that, but sometimes it becomes very cliche-like because there's more that we can do. So, you know, sometimes sending a text to someone who is really in need, especially a family member or a loved one who used to be right there close to you, sometimes sending a text when they're really going through something is like typing out a little post-it note and putting on the end of a 10,000-foot pole and saying, how are you? How distant that seems to someone who's really in need. Some of us have felt that before as well, how impersonal that is, how safely selfish and self-serving that can be to, on one hand, be able to say, oh, you know, I reached out to her. I did the God thing or the godly thing, but really, God did more than that. We can't say we really did the God thing when we're being that distant, when we're making sure that we are not inconvenienced when it comes to being a blessing to somebody, that God made sure he was majorly inconvenienced when he allowed his only begotten son to come for us. He didn't extend to us a text. And not just because it wasn't created yet. You know what I'm saying. He didn't extend to us a 10,000-foot pole from heaven to where we are. He extended himself to us personally. No cars, no planes, no trains. He walked to come and see about us because he loved us. I like the song that Leon Timbo has, Jacksonville's own Leon Timbo, that says, don't call, come get me, because I need your help. I fall in my misery if you weren't there. I know I'm a mystery, and sugar, that ain't fair. But don't call, come get me, and I'll be right here. Sometimes we have to go to people to help out, and that's the same thing we just prayed about with Miss Shirley. We have children in Jacksonville, all the way to Africa and abroad and everywhere else, but we have to start at home. Charity, which means love, help starts at home. We have children who are in need right now. So just, you know, for those who are loving your children and bringing them up well, that's beautiful. If there's any way that you can help out other families or children that are in need, pray about it and see if God reveals that as one of your revelations so that you also can go beyond. I hope they are doing okay. We want to pray on behalf of Miss Shirley and her request ongoing and all those others who have similar ones. But we also want to be a part of the answer as well as a resource. So that's what we do sometimes, preoccupation as well as procrastination, where we find a way of distracting ourselves so that God can't get in what he wants to say. But you do know God's going to say and get it in what he wants. You might as well sit and let him say what he wants to say. He will show you. We're going to get back to the word, but right now it is about that time for us to hear hallelujah. We do know there is healing through laughter. God got us through 2017, ups, downs, turnarounds, and back in where we're supposed to be in stride. And he did that even through laughter. He did that even when we were crying tears. God has a way of sometimes allowing your tears of sorrow to turn into tears of joy right before you. And so we thank God for the gift of laughter and the healing that comes from it. Have a few good people for you to hear tonight. We're going to start off right now with Mr. Mark, which is from the Gospel Comedy. So listen up.
Walmart 24 hours now. I know something's open. You know, when you're looking good, that's a service. You can't wait to take your offering up to the front. You'd be like...
He's pointing at people. Are you in the club?
Like, shit, damn. I want to give a couple of shout-outs, first of all, to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Amen. Amen. I also want to give a quick shout-out to my girlfriend for being here with me tonight. My wife couldn't make it.
Uh-uh.
I'm glad she's here. I'm just playing, y'all. I'm just playing.
Yeah,
I do want to give a shout out to our President Barack Obama. Y'all give it up for our president. Man, I love Barack, boy. I like Barack because Barack is motivated. You know, when Barack speaks, he motivates. That's how I knew he was going to win that first election, because he came up with the campaign slogan, change. Yes, we can. Ain't that motivating? Barack said, change. Yes, we can. Change. Yes, we can. Barack had me so hype, I was in my living room sounding like the Nutty Professor. I was in there talking about, yes, I can. Yes, I can. You better go ahead, Barack. You ever mess around and gave the wrong offering? You thought that 50 was a 5? You're like, oh, give me that back. Oh. I love good singing in church, though, boy. Y'all like good singing?
Mm-hmm.
Love good singing. I mean, I went to one church, though, and it was a part of the service. You know, they called up the soloists. And I got excited. I said, yo, why y'all ain't tell me Prince went to y'all church?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, man, that ain't Prince. That's Brother Geronimo. I mean, he looked just like Prince. Light skin, good hair, had his blouse on with his pumps.
Okay.
I'm serious. And you can tell, like, he wanted to be an R&B singer because he sung Jesus on the Main Line. But he ain't sing it the regular way. He broke it down, R&B style.
Do it.
His band started playing. It was like. Put your hands together. Jesus. to do is call. I just want to see Jesus. It's on the main line right now. That's my time, y'all. I'm Chris Clark.
All right, that was Chris Clark. Okay. Okay, here we go. Not sorry, we're supposed to laugh. Okay, listen up.
We ain't gonna pray for nobody. We might as well tell the truth and shame the devil. All right. I ain't trying to pray for nobody. Now, why is it that when we're trying to, you know, live life right, somebody always want to bother us as black folks? You know what I'm saying? What's really wrong going on? We're trying to let the Lord mind our business. Somebody always messing with us. Like, I went to go get my hair for braiding, right? You know you got to get your hair, you know, right? No, black girl, we do not have a hair today.
You know what I'm saying? I do. You know, his name is Dr. Wu. You know, that ain't his real name, but I saw that bill. I was like, woo! You know. What's really going on? Can I tell you my business? If I could tell you my business, say, girl, tell me your business. Okay, first of all, my mama, okay, she made me break up with my boyfriend, say, y'all. Okay, she gonna get all mad just because he tried to kill me that one time. You know, and after he hit me above my eyes, I could not see him no more.
I don't know if I'm supposed to be laughing at that one. Okay, let's move on. Stay with me. Come on. We can do this.
I began to grow in Christ. People used to tell me as a child, one day you're going to be big in ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Look at somebody say, and it came to pass. Come on. And you know, when you gain weight, people, especially in church, they'll tell you you're gaining weight. I'm talking about people bigger than you. And that's dangerous for me because I didn't tell y'all this. I used to have a strong, very vibrant cussing ministry that I retired from.
Praise the Lord.
But the enemy sometimes make me try to come up back up out of retirement when people make me mad. The Lord spake unto me softly in meditation. The Lord spake unto me. He spake, I cried unto him. He spake unto me a revelation. You ever heard somebody create a word you don't even know, but you ain't sure that this is a word or not yourself? You just leave them alone. And he said the next time somebody come up to you and talk about your weight, you let them know this is not weight. He said, tell them this is increase. He said, tell them this is abundance.
He said,
tell them this is overflow. The law.
No, he didn't get his hoop on about his stomach. Okay. Okay, breathe. Oh, we got one more. Yes, this is Standing in the Gap, Pastor Monica. Hold on.
I've been divorced now 7 years, you know. I'm a woman of God, so I got to wait on my mate. I got to wait on God to bless me, right? So when you first get single, you know, you got stamina. You know what you want in your mate. You be like, all right, Jesus, this is what I need right here. Especially women, you know, we get our little list. That's it right there, Lord. 3 years go by, you be like, all right, Jesus. Woo, don't trust me so much, Lord. But you yet holding on. You yet holding on. 5 years go by, you be like, all right, let's bring this list back out. Revamp this thing. Some of this stuff ain't necessary. Hold on. A good job ain't necessary. Long as he got a job, a job or two. 6-7 years go by, you be like, all right, let's go back to the list. All right, he ain't got to have that. Teeth is not necessary.
No.
He ain't got to have no teeth.
No.
We wasn't even born with teeth. You get real weary. Lord, I can work with one leg, Jesus, one leg. He can lean on me, Lord. He can lean on me.
All right. Okay, that was Janita Morris. All right. So and what they're saying, that's the segue I wanted to introduce to you, is some of the relationships, some of the people we meet in churches, in our families, who should be positive with us, who should be loving with us unconditionally. Sometimes we just have to continue to laugh things off, pray things up, and sometimes we have to say goodbye. We're going to hear that right now from Byron Cage. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap. Yes, you have time to call us. We have final prayers coming in the next 20 minutes. 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. I'm going to continue to tell you how to do the New Year revelations as opposed to New Year resolutions as we come back with our second point. Stay with us right here on Praise 107.9.
Yeah.
saying goodbye. That's from his Faithful to Believe CD. So that's pretty powerful stuff right there. And some of us have to do the same. Say goodbye to some situations, some situations, some people, some problems, some habits. And so we thank God as he will reveal to us. That is my personal prayer for myself, for you, for all of us, that God reveals to us what he would have us to do at this time in our lives as we approach a new day every day, as we have now crossed over into 2018, as that God continue to keep his eye on us and his hand upon us, that we may truly know what he wants us to do so we can get these purposes worked out that he puts in our lives. We're talking about New Year revelations instead of just resolutions, anything, and just asking God for clarity. Any time is a good thing, and God will give it according to his perfect will. God has Kairos time, K-A-I-R-O-S. That means his perfect time. And we work as humans out of earthly time, meaning chronos, like chronological calendars, watches. So a lot of times we don't use our patience in waiting for God to tell us what revelations are. Or even though God has made it clear and we have sat and received those revelations, some of us don't use our patience in waiting for them to work out, as well as, which is the next point, some of us have to continue to realize that discipleship takes us doing what God is calling us to do. It takes us going to the places that can nurture and stir up those gifts that God is revealing. It takes us becoming more disciplined in what we do. Discipline, disciple, the same. That is, they definitely are part of each other's word. And so as we talk about press toward the mark for the high calling through Christ Jesus from Philippians chapter 3, I cannot wait for all of us to be motivated, for all of us to stop letting frustrations and irritations and agitations to get the best of us. I cannot wait for prayers to all be answered when babies, mothers and babies, fathers are getting along and making better choices in how we interact with each other, when there's no more drama, there's no more trauma to the young ones. I would love to see the day where we stop using excuses to cut people off when God doesn't cut us off. We will be a better people as we continue to pray for each other and not at each other, as we pray on behalf of one another and not against one another. And so what God has for me is for me, right? That's what a lot of us hear, some of us say as well. That's always talking about receiving. So in that same sense, what God has for me to do is for me to do too. Hello, amen. So that means the questions that I have for him, the help that I need from him, that I'm seeking, asking, knocking, that I can hear or sense or know that God can give me those New Year revelations. What does that mean? Have you sat down and given God some real one-on-one time lately? That's my question, or that's actually our question to you. Have you seriously, I mean totally unplugged? It's just us. It's just you and I and the Lord talking. Have you totally unplugged from the landline, the cell phone, the family, the friends, the church members, from the texting, the messaging, the IG, the DM, the TV, the radio, the CD? Just unplug completely. Just do it. Even if it's just for a moment. It doesn't have to be a marathon time. It doesn't have to be a 24-hour fast from all of the electronics and all of the people and things that you care about, love, and or just, you know, want, as far as the games and Facebook and all of that. But God wants some one-on-one time with you, just to be in his presence, to hear, to listen. Here's the next question for you to help with your revelation. The first question that hopefully will help is, have you sat down and given God some real one-on-one time? If the answer is yes, then keep moving with that. Have you done that systematically somehow, where it's not just once every blue moon? The next question is there one particular vision or dream or thought or recurring notion that seems stuck in your spirit? It's stuck in the crawl of your thoughts. It's seemingly Velcroed to your psyche, and you cannot shake it. So if you can't shake it, take it to the forefront of your consciousness. Make it a topic of conversation with Jehovah and wake it up. If it's a dream once deferred, rake it to get rid of the weeds around it or the mold because you haven't paid attention to it much lately. You haven't allowed it to prosper and to grow within you, to be birthed. And for God's sake, begin again to bake it until it's done. Add whatever the missing ingredients are. As the ultimate chef, God himself reveals to you the ingredients that are missing or that are needed. If he says to add a dash of more education, vocational training, some type of certification or license, do that if God says so. Add counseling or therapy or pain management or meds or vitamins or supplements or holistic approaches if God says so. Do it. Add more prayer time, quiet time, and active time working on being a better you as God is saying so. If he's saying so, of course he's saying to do that. We all need to do that. So here's what I just want you to think about as you allow God, I pray you allow God to reveal to you what he wants you to work on. And know that what he wants you to work on means he will work on that with you. Amen? Press towards the mark. Let's just talk about the word press, to push. That requires discipline, not simply desire. It requires a will, not just a wish. It requires a deep need to do, not just a fleeting want that whatever, whenever, then it'll just happen. We have to do something. We have to push towards the things. We have to push past the feelings that we don't want to go into this job because I'm just so tired and frustrated with it. We have to push past. I just really don't want to go to this place of worship anymore, especially as not only as a member but also as a person who works there, just because the people behind closed doors are so unlike Jesus and so unlike the words that are preached. That even includes the pastor sometimes. And we have to press and push past that until God says otherwise. We have to press past some of the habits that we have generationally as well as just ourselves habitually. Some of the things that we do that aren't right. Look, you always hear me saying, because of the Lord, keep your hustle holy. And there's so many times where we will say, some of us will say at times, I want God to bless me, but we jack up our own blessings by trying to push God's hand or getting our hands in on it. That we want God to increase our integrity, but it's tax time. Hello, that's a good time to exercise keeping the hustle holy. Well, oh, I just need a little extra this, or everybody does it. That's not true. God expects better of his people. And we don't have to make our hustle unholy just to get some things that the world may offer by using worldly means. God can prosper us even better than the world ever could, and not just spiritually. God can prosper and does prosper us financially and every whichever way, but we have to trust him. We have to just do, as you heard us talking about tonight, with Ms. Shirley, we just have to do what's righteous, excuse me. We just have to do what's righteous, even though the world may say something is right. We have to do what's righteous because we know. We have to keep our integrity intact. We have to tell the truth. These are the very attributes of God that he has also given us the ability to have. We have to press towards the notion to take the easy way when God is showing the better way, and they're not always the same. We have to get past the part where we know something's not right, but it put a little extra money in my pocket. And so since I need this for my family, it's for a good means, even though I got it the wrong way, we have to press past that notion or that family habit of doing so and just getting in the habit of premeditatively asking God to forgive us before we do wrong for the right reason. Now, some of you know what I'm talking about because God says so. some of you will know what I'm talking about, because the opportunities to choose between being righteous and being worldly right are approaching you as we speak. I believe the same thing that God puts on our hearts, that He trusts us. He expects us to do the right thing. He expects us to press forward. And as we press forward, He also is doing His own thing and pressing us, squeezing out the very bad habits that are keeping us. But sitting down and eating things that are not healthy, portions that are beyond what God would want us to have, and some of us are struggling with morbid obesity, diabetes, some of us are suffering with high blood pressure, heart disease, some of us have already had myocardial infarctions or strokes, and yet we're still keeping the same bad habits that had us end up in the hospital, almost the morgue, and for some of us, family members have ended up dead for the same bad habits, for exercising or not exercising some of the better choices. So we learn, no judgment, we learn from that. But sitting down and doing unhealthy things and asking God to bless it by saying a quick prayer, come on, we can do better than that. God wants better from us. And God will reveal to us some of the things that just have become a habit. Stealing cable. If you really just have to have cable, God can bless us with cable. Or black market movies, God can help us with that. I know you don't want to hear this, but this is what He told me too. I had to learn too. I just love music so much, and even when I realized this place in Jersey at the time, like 14 years ago, had music, and I thought it was just regular music. Then I realized, oh my gosh, these songs are in a different order. But it was cheaper, and so I'm telling you the truth. So I would still get it from this hair shop, this gospel music. What do you think I said, though? It's gospel. So that's even more reason, though. If I'm getting gospel, I shouldn't be taking it, stealing it that way by paying someone who had nothing to do with this production. And or some people say, oh, well, I watch these movies this way because they're already rich anyway. We know what's right and what's righteous. So let's just do what's righteous. Let's continue to press towards the feelings and through the feelings that want to keep us back from doing what God called us to do. Let's press towards the mark and let's continue to push forward. That means we have to also stop looking backwards. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica, just trying to help you with your New Year revelations. And hopefully you will also give God that time that He wants. I want you to hear just a couple of songs now. These are some good songs you can meditate upon, too, as you seek the presence of the Lord. One is from Nicole C. Mullen, and the other one is from Brian McKnight, and Following Him, Take Six. Stay with us right here. Yes, you can still call 904-296-2251.
If I could write melodies to tell you how much I love you, it would be priceless. If I could buy you rubies, or if I could buy you gold, what would it profit? If your story went untold, but I'd much rather give you praise and your banner forever I'll raise as long as I live. I'll praise your holy name. If I could take the wings of an early morning bird and sail to a place that no one's ever heard, you'd still be there. I'd be in your care. If I could hold the world in the palms of my hands without the Savior. See, I know I could not stand, so I'd much rather lift hands to you and your will forever I'll do. As long as I live, I'll praise your holy, praise your holy, praise your holy name.
Being so beautiful, so awesome with us. We thank you, dear God, for every person that listened in to you. And we ask, dear God, that you reveal unto us the things that you would have us to work on, the things that you would like for us to improve within our lives. And we know that that which you show us, you will also work with us so that you can grow us personally. We love you, God, and we thank you for loving us, for giving us so much grace, so much mercy. I ask you, God, that for each and every person that is out right now and about and working, that you keep them alert, and that each person that is driving, God, no matter where they are headed, help them to get to their rightful destinations, dear Lord. For every person right now that is considering giving up before you call them home. I just pray on behalf of them and all of us that you show them that their purpose in life is not finished until you say so. Help them, dear God, to truly not tap out, to not even consider suicide. Help them, dear God, to continue to focus on you. Help them to know that whatever they're going through that's so painful, that it is temporary and that truly the pain will pass, but you are very present. Help us, dear God, to continue to focus on you and what you have planned, because you have plans for us to prosper and not to be hurt, to be helped and to be whole, and for that we are grateful. Have your way within our lives, God. Help us to say that truly from our hearts, but also with our walk. Help us to have, just like your word says, the beautiful feet of those who follow you, and to live out this gospel with you. Help us to continue to be unashamed of just how wonderful you are and the fact that you gave your life for us. In Jesus' name, we are so grateful and so thankful for what you are doing. We ask that you open the doors of your kingdom right now. And for someone who is listening that has not accepted you and wants to do it, we pray that they do it right now in the name of Jesus, accepting you as Lord and Savior, accepting the gift of your Holy Spirit within, and getting to a church home as soon as possible. Help us, dear God, to find our quiet place in you so that we truly may continue to grow in our intimacy, our personal connection with you, that this relationship may grow better this year than ever before, day by day by day. And in Jesus' name, we give you all the glory for it. And we all say amen. Thank you so much for listening in to Standing the Gap with Pastor Monica. Be back here tomorrow night. Well, actually, later on tonight, since we started 11 p.m., Standing in the Gap between yesterday and tomorrow. Hallelujah. Again, the number here is 904-296-2251 when we are live on air. Otherwise, you can contact us by going to the website and the Standing in the Gap information on Facebook and get that information in through those means as well. Please know, again, the discipleship for discipleship is for you as well, so that we can be an extension to help you, to pray with you. There are different classes, different workshops, different support groups, different one-on-one, but there's something for you that can help you in your relationship with God as a single person, as a couple, as a married couple, as someone who is about to get married, or even those who are having family crisis, that there is help here. And we ask that you be a part of that. The number for Disciple Shape Counseling is 904-624-9868. Please know that you are welcome to call. Stay blessed in what you are doing. Continue to find that special place within your heart for God and that time to show Him that. Let's listen, and we're going to close out this lesson tomorrow night. I hope you have great success with your New Year revelations, as we are moving beyond resolutions in Jesus' name. Be blessed and be a blessing to someone else. Good night, darling.
There is a quiet place far from the rapid pace where God can soothe my troubled mind, sheltered by tree and flower. There in my quiet hour with Him, my cares are left behind. Whether a garden small or a mountain tall, new strength and courage there I find. And then from this quiet place I go prepared to face a with love for all mankind.